Next patient is going to be Cherylanne, Cheryl Ann Sutherland, Sutherland. Dated for the 30th, once again. Patient's date of birth is /10/29/49. Patient lives with a paid caretaker. Ms. Sutherland is 66 years old. She has a LMAC of 23 centimeter, decreased weight, recent hospitalization with pneumonia, in and out of the emergency room with pneumonia, chest pain, shortness of breath in the past 3 weeks period. Patient needs help with ADL, has bouts of incontinence, but most of the time she's it is continent of bowel and bladder. She also has a history of hypertension. Patient eats very little. She has difficulty with ambulation. Her TUSAT stable. At the time of evaluation at 94%, but it drops into the 80s with activity. Patient has a slightly tachycardic at a pulse of 100. PPS is at 40%. Her confusion and her dementia has led to a FASD score of 7A. Did I say 75? Yeah, she's a 75-year-old lady. Patient has right-sided heart failure. Her CHF appears to be of mixed both systolic and diastolic nature, hypertensive, heart disease, senile degeneration of the brain with increased forgetfulness. Patient has chronic pain and anxiety. A MAC is 25 centimeter. I think I said that. Her PPS is at 50%. No, PPS is at 40%, where she started at 50%. Her FASD has dropped to 7A, as I mentioned, but she started with 6E, which is a worsening in her condition. Overall prognosis remains poor given natural progression of her disease. She most likely has less than 6 months to live. Put on top, patients, this face-to-face will be shared with the hospice medical director. Patient is currently in her third benefit period, 9/30/2023 to 11/28/2025. This face-to-face will be shared with the hospice medical director. Thank you.